And now, a BDO Radio original production. Drug Ring 2167. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 1. This story begins in a large spaceship docking service station in Vancouver, BC, in the country of Canada, on planet Earth. Our main character, Buster Waltrick, is about to join Captain Dwayne Duval, who's interested in hiring Buster for his drug ring operation skills. For already 3 years, Buster has been a drug ring commissioner of the highest caliber. However, it had always bothered him that he had never had a chance to try out his skills in space. The space rings were bigger. To him, it was the big league of drug rings. Ground just didn't quite do it for him anymore. He wanted into the real fun. Captain Dwayne Duval is the operator of a major intergalactic drug ring and captain of the starship NSS 420, which serves as the primary cargo shuttle for Dwayne's ring. Dwayne was calling Buster about an open intergalactic drug ring commissioner spot. He was surprised at how fast he got his attention. Buster was showing up in his office barely 45 minutes after the telephone conversation.
Come on in.
Mr. Duval?
Yes, welcome, welcome. Have a seat. Do you want coffee?
Nah, I'll pass.
Suit yourself. Now let me get the sugar in. Okay, now,
Hey, I like flying saucers. You seen those flying saucers out there?
Buster, is it?
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Same here. Now, those saucers have been there for years. Decades, really. Earth developed that technology almost a century ago. They still impress you?
Oh, fuck yeah, they do. I'm on shrooms.
You're on shrooms?
Yeah, I'm on shrooms.
Why are you on shrooms?
Because I always get high on shrooms before I get interviewed by drug ring bosses.
Why do you do that?
Because I want to show I don't give a shit. I'm not a fake ass, I'm not a nice guy, and I especially don't care about the clients or the providers.
Okay, strange impression you're putting on. You do want this job, do you?
Fuck yeah!
Then what makes me think I should hire you? You're totally apathic.
No, I care about my dough, see? The pay is the thing. I get like 6 to 7 horse per week, man. I spend like an asshole. I need my dough.
And, if I give you dough?
No. See, it's the other way around, okay? What happens if you don't give me my dough? I can't pay my hoes, I can't get my drugs, and I can't party. I want to be able to do that all the time. So I'm gonna do the work and get the dough, because if I fuck up, I don't get any dough. Well, you're not gonna give me dough if I fuck up, right?
Well, sure, if you're going to fuck up, I'm not gonna want to pay you.
There, so now you know why I'll work well.
Interesting. Hang on a minute, Buster. Ugh.
Reception man?
Commander Haley!
Why, yes, Captain.
Why the hell is this sugar not sweet?
Man, I don't know, man.
And why the hell is the coffee making my teeth numb?
Man, Captain, I don't know, man, Captain. Captain?
Yes, Haley.
Man, where did you put my Coke, man? I was just about to cook some rocks, man.
Haley?
Yes, Captain, man. You found my Coke, man?
Haley, you idiot. You filled my sugar bowl with it.
Oh, man. So sorry, man.
What an idiot. That was my first officer, Haley. He doubles as a secretary when we're at space dock. Excuse me, I might be a bit coked throughout this interview.
So when's my first job?
Whoa, wait, we haven't even gone over your qualifications yet.
You got my contact through La Copa, right?
At this point, it would be interesting to define who La Copa is. Gino La Copa is the owner of 67 North American drug rings. He is the one who made Buster who he is today. One night, La Copa had gotten real drunk and had called Dwayne Duval his good old high school friend. Because he was so drunk, Gino accidentally bragged about the skills of one of his commissioners, Buster Waltrick, a man La Copa would have never referred to someone else. Buster was Gino's right-hand man, but on that night, alcohol prevailed. He accidentally let out the phone number of Buster and also dared Duval to hire his trusted assistant. Today, LaCopa regrets that night dearly, as he even knew Buster was eager to participate in any space drug ring commissioner role.
Yes, I got your contact through LaCopa.
Then dude, just the fact that he's my boss gives you my goddamn qualifications. I'm not gonna start telling you shit you already know.
Buster?
Yeah?
I like you. Now here's your first job. You're going to untangle an issue we've had for the last 2 years with the Silvershine Zone.
Can you speak a little slower? You're accelerating, man.
I'm sorry. I'm on coke.
Hey, DeVal, before you go on with the job...
Yes?
You can tell me what to do, but... Hey, do you hear music?
No, that must just be the shrooms.
Man, and I got another question before we talk about other shit.
Go ahead.
Why do you have a llama behind you?
There's no llama there. You're actually pointing to my coat rack. You really took a lot of shrooms, did you?
Yeah, oh man, sorry man, keep going.
Now, are you familiar with the Silvershine Zone?
Not really, no. I haven't run any rings in space yet.
Well, let the shrooms wear off, I'll let the coke wear off, and we'll board the NSS 420 at 4. We're going there to make a delivery in a few hours.
It is good for everyone traveling in space to keep in mind that the Silvershine Zone is only a name. In no way does it shine, nor does it look like silver. In fact, it's the worst spot to be in the galaxy. Cyber prostitution rings, heroin, cocaine, and crack rings, marauders, murderers. However, this will not scare nor surprise Buster. Buster has dealt with the worst possible situations. It is presently 4 p.m. Our two well-known characters, Buster and Dwayne, are now arriving at the docking port of the NSS 420.
Alright, Buster, two things you have to know. A, you're on my ship, and B, the weed's on Deck 5, Chamber 8A.
Ah, that's good to know. Got any hoes on this ship?
No, but we are going to the Silvershine Zone.
What, is that a whore fest or something?
Kinda, a bit crackish, but there are a few good places. They even have bionic pimps.
Bionic pimps?
Yeah, since there's too much crack out there, they use heavily armed robots to keep the bitches in line, cause, well, you know, they're all crackheads.
Nice! Then I look forward to working with you, man!
Same here. Buster, welcome to my bridge. This is my first officer, Commander Haley. Haley? Haley!
Ring? Hi, man!
Haley, you told me you were clean!
I'm crack clean?
That damn man! Keep an eye on him. Every time I turn my back, he has a crack hit.
Really?
Yeah, watch. I'm turning my back now.
For fuck's sake, he's hitting it!
I told you, he's nuts. He gets paid in crack and lives on the ship. No withdrawal, cheap for us, and well, he's a good officer.
You're kidding me, right?
Nah, he's not as dumb as he looks.
Captain Man, I spilled my coke in the thingy computer here because it's ringing, man.
God damn it, Haley. Okay, to be honest, I don't know what he does here, really. But, meet the competent guys. Here's my helmsman, Eddie.
Yeah, what's up, Buster, man? Sup? Dwayne?
Yes, Buster.
Why is the helmsman panel all blue with blue buttons on a blue background with little blue lights?
Yeah, I can explain that.
Shoot.
I only see blue, man. Back in 53, I took so much fucking acid, I lost all the red and green in my vision.
Okay, yeah, Dwayne, what's the deal?
Don't worry. Now meet my armory officer. First class servant to my missions. Buster, this is Sven Gooselad.
Captain, we're going to play Battleship soon.
Soon, Sven. Soon.
Battleship?
Yeah, well, every time we go out there, Sven thinks we're playing a game of Battleship.
Dude, he's delusional.
Well, yeah, but the strange thing is, he always ends up doing a fine job.
Impressive. Your crew is, very special.
Yeah, aren't they? Anyway, let's get on with this. Engineering!
Yes, Captain!
Are the engines ready and warmed up?
Yes, Captain! Our destiny has arrived, and we will avenge Allah today! Sing with me this prayer! I'm a liar, oh, liar, oh.
Don't mind my engineer, Buster. Eddie, take her out of docking.
Did the guy talking on comm just say, avenge Allah?
Yeah, he's a wannabe extremist!
Oh. Oh, so, how long's the trip to the zone?
Hang on a sec, excuse me, Buster. Eddie, give me that joystick!
Yo, Captain, what the fuck are you doing?!
Dude, Dwayne, are you crazy?!
Fuck!
What were you trying to do?!
Some fucker spray-painted a pot leaf on the side of our ship. Do you know how much attention that's gonna bring to us? I tried to scrape it off coming out of docking.
Dude, it's there, we gotta deal with it. Did you damage anything?
Shit, yeah. When I missed, I ended up scraping an engine off instead.
How many engines do we have?
Yeah, we have two.
Can we fly with one?
Yes. Well, actually, no.
Captain, y'all, major damage on the bottom decks.
Battleship go boom. We're fucked. Sven, you fuck pigs.
Listen, guys, now what do we do that we have a delivery to get by 6?
I'm on it. I've already sent a distress call to our ship provider to bring in a spare unit.
Whoa, you got cash.
Nah, it's just a lease, man. Good fucking service.
They don't keep you waiting?
No, they don't. And they really put the customer first.
Wow, who is this amazing provider?
Wickerman Used Starship Emporium, Sky 95 South Exit 893675AB-D, straight out of the ionosphere. And you can reach them toll-free. It's 1-888-WICKMAN. That's 1-888-WICKMAN.
Amazing service, amazing ships.
Anyway, they should be contacting us soon.
Yeah, actually, there's a ship paging us.
Put it on. This is Captain Dwayne Duval of the NSS 420.
Hey, Dwayne, this is Jared and the Wickerman USC Service Fleet. We got your new ship.
We're monitoring you. Bring it right next to us. We'll board it.
Man, Captain Man, I think the driver's, like, on some good shit, man.
Why? Why do you think that, Haley?
Man, it's like, I think they're crazy, man. You know, like, crazy, man.
Buster, what's Haley trying to say?
Dude, the guy's flying the ship kinda low, bro, and he's close.
Hey, Jared, isn't your crew flying this a little too low right now?
Nah, trust them, they're kinda drunk, but they're all good.
They're drunk?
Yeah, but hang on, Dwayne. Jared to Fleet Ship 7, what the hell are you doing?
Dude, they're fucking up bad, the ship's gonna fall on us.
Jared, your people are about to bust our two ships.
Gotcha. Guys, you idiots, that's too low and close.
Ow! Oh.
Hey, man, you got any plasters?
Yeah, here.
Dwayne, man.
Yeah, what is it?
Whose arm is this, bro?
Yo, man, it's mine, man. Can you throw it over here?
Well, I'm kind of far. And, well, I can't feel my legs. You need a plaster for that arm? I got plasters.
Hey, wait. Yo, Captain, this fucking door is fucked.
What do you mean?
Never mind, yo, I fixed it. Ow!
Computer, pull door!
Oh.
Captain, I come rescue you. I come get you out of there.
No, Sven, watch out, you'll trip in the... Oh.
Sad.
Oh, he walked right into a hole.
Captain Man?
Haley, you're safe.
Yeah, man, Captain Man, I need a rock right about now.
Haley, if you mention crack again until I get removed from these two steel beams that weigh 1 ton each and are now reshaping my stomach, I'll plug a hose from the fuel dump system into your butt cheeks, I'll fill your ass up with fuel, and I'll light you like a cheap ancient Chinese firework, you got that?
Drug dealing is always the same everywhere. A percentage of people in a society grow unhappy or find their lives too dull and in lack of thrill. Then someone makes a substance that makes you feel happy and then sell this substance at a price high enough to make a fortune, but low enough to keep the people coming back for more. The most particular drug business phenomenon is the one of crack. One would think that with such an addictive substance, makers and suppliers would get lazy and keep things simple. But as observers have found, this is not true. In fact, the truth is the complete opposite. Because of the ease of selling a substance like crack, the suppliers and makers usually grow very greedy and seek new ways to get more people wanting their next fix. For instance, in the Earth year 1814, a group of crack ring dealers from the GKHL-5 system, one of the drug hub systems of the Silvershine Zone, agreed that they were tired of seeing their clients, the crackheads, getting killed, either by straining themselves out or getting shot during a robbery attempt. These crack business pioneers then put their heads together along with a few top scientists they had kidnapped at enormous ransom and devised a way to make a new form of crack. This crack would be so intensively addictive that a chronic consumer's willpower for another dose would make him overcome what would normally be fatal. For instance, an addict of this enhanced crack cocaine would be able to walk away after taking 3 bullets to the chest out of willpower for another hit. This substance was baptized Uber Crack. The results of introducing Ubercrack on the market were a catastrophe. To begin with, the team of drug dealers and scientists who initially created this substance all became addicted to their own creation and began fighting amongst themselves to steal each other's stashes. Because the substance made these men come back to life, even after minor fatal wounds by guns, knives, or any other projectiles, and because the willpower for another hit was so strong, it even made them overcome old age, they lived on for another 200 years, constantly attempting to kill each other for more of their beloved creation. Then the population of three entire neighboring systems were all rendered useless and non-productive. At best, affected planets would only have a 15% population survival rate, and those remaining would turn up to be intensively addicted, dangerous, ship-stealing Uber crackheads. Eventually, dealers refused to carry this altered version of crack because addicts would ambush spaceships carrying it. The addicts' willpower was so strong, they could sense the presence of their godly substance whenever it was nearby. They would gather in tremendously large numbers, scattered in small ships in hyperspace, and wait for a passing shipment cargo to ambush. Addicts were once tested in military operations. They made great soldiers, as they were nearly impossible to kill. Unfortunately, the military had to give up on them, as the addicted soldiers would always end up stealing military equipment to be resold for more drugs, and then vanish from all the authorities' radars. The NSS-420 has now lost an engine in an incident involving Dwayne DeVal, the captain, and a pot leaf graffiti on his spaceship. Subsequent to the unexpected engine detachment was a hard crash, no more than 5 feet away from the Vancouver docking ports onto the rocky ground. Only moments later, the service company personnel flying a replacement vessel for our crew, labeled NSS-421, made a terrible mistake while trying to lower the new ship next to the damaged NSS-420 and somehow managed to stack the replacement unit over the original one, causing even more damage to the NSS-420 and considerable roughing on the new NSS-421's aft decks. Presently, our crew is trying to recover from this latest incident and will need to climb over their spaceship to reach the new one.
Okay, I'm not stuck anymore. I can feel my legs. Let me get you loose from the beams, Dwayne.
Oh, thanks, man.
Now what do we do?
Well, let me ask Jared how the second ship is. Jared, status on the new ship.
Well, it fell on you guys, but it looks okay. Are you guys alright?
Yeah, somehow. Send a rescue unit for the rest of the crew. We'll be boarding the other ship.
So, that means we need to get outside to board that ship, right?
Indeed. Computer, open doors.
Dude, I think I see a bunch of guys out
there. Holy shit, close doors!
What? What?
We have an ambush of Uber crackheads at our door. I don't even know how they made it on Earth.
An ambush of what, crackheads?
Uber crackheads. They're really dangerous.
Man, open that goddamn door. There's many crackheads on Earth. I know what we're dealing with.
I said Uber crackheads. I don't think you know what we're talking about.
Well, crack is crack, right?
Oh man, no. You have no idea.
Yeah, really, bro. Look at my right foot. These toes here? Well, man, they're like, not there.
Yeah, some Uber crackheads managed to rip them off. They sell body parts for more Uber crack, man.
Man, I thought crack could go as far as it went.
Huh, no, dude, never. Now I'm gonna open the doors on three and get ready to shoot. Here's a gun. 1, 2, 3. What?
I could swear I killed three of them. I shot them in the heart, but they just got back up.
I told you, man. They're not your little ordinary crackheads of Earth.
Shit, man. You telling me they don't die?
That's pretty much the idea. Yeah, keep shooting. Abdullah.
Excuse me, but infidels, they had to die for Allah.
Dwayne.
Sorry, Buster. You haven't seen him yet. This is my engineer, Abdullah.
Hi, Abdullah. So I guess you were the guy on comm earlier. Thanks for the rescue.
Well, good. Allah will make you have a better Ramadan.
Ramadan? I'm not a Muslim.
Then you will die, infidel! Allah slaughter you!
Dwayne?
Never mind, he does his job. He only puts on a show, really. He's no danger.
Okay, I'm gonna trust you. He did kill all those crackheads with his bomb, though.
Now I strap myself in explosive and go destroy their temple in the name of Allah!
No, Abdullah, you're gonna go to the back hatch of the new ship and make sure our engines run right when we're ready to take off.
But the infidels must die!
No, Abdullah. You just killed the infidels. You're done for now.
But I am already strapped in explosive I make myself.
Yes, but you can save them for another time.
Oh, okay. I make engine good, and then I live another day to avenge Allah.
Yes, Abdullah, yes.
Man, he's gonna blow up your ship one day.
Really, I don't think so. He's just too obvious to actually even try anything.
Ubercrack ravaged 2 drug rings and their trillions of customers. Eventually, many addicts of the infamous Ubercrack began wandering the universe. It even had an effect on Earth legends that spoke of living dead, also known as zombies. Presently, Dwayne and Buster are first to climb to their ship while the crew is picking up a few things on the NSS 420, including the ship security team who are in the process of inconspicuously moving the shipment of drugs to the NSS 421. The small Uber crackhead ambush has been neutralized, and our main characters, Dwayne and Buster, are now nearing the new ship's hatch.
Yo man, you got $5 for a...
Buster, why did you shoot the guy?
He was another one, man!
No, man, that was just an ordinary crackhead!
True! Oops, he's not getting back up! Oh well, sprinkle crack on him for the cops!
Finally, we made it!
Yeah, man, it was hard to climb up to the new ship.
Look at this beauty!
Wow, it's just like the NSS 420!
Yeah, same model! Hey, the damage doesn't seem so bad from here, right?
Nah, looks minor. Let's go in!
Now let's see here, I'll get this hatch open.
Man, cool! The inside is also identical!
Yep, it's a very nice ship. Now let's make it to command!
Alert, alert! Rapidly incoming object!
What the fuck? Run, Buster! We gotta get to command!
Another one flying in low?
I don't know! Command is on the next right!
Gotcha!
Computer, open comm to incoming ship! This is Dwayne DeVal of the NSS 421! Alter your course now!
Hello, NSS 421!
Hello! What the hell are you doing? Who are you? Change your course!
Doesn't matter who I am.
You're right about that! Now stop hurtling towards my ship like a meteorite!
Well, while killing this prostitute, I broke the controls on my console and I lost all helm functions on my ship. I'm stuck on this course, I'm sorry.
You have a dead prostitute in your ship and you're the one who killed her?
Shit, I was supposed to think that, not say it.
Dwayne, is everyone flying a ship at this port completely fucked?
Well, that's what you get for parking in a cheap-ass low-pro dope dealer dock.
Now guys, I suggest you move aside because I can't alter my course. Fortunately, I have the sounds of weed in this bong to make me forget I'm about to crash and burn. I'd better start lighting up.
God damn it! It's 5:15 p.m. and we haven't even made it 5 feet out of docking yet! We gotta get moving! Time to impact!
Time to impact. 75 seconds.
Yeah, Captain!
Welcome back, Eddie. Nice to see you made it. Captain, we get new battleship. Yes, Sven, yes. Now quickly, we gotta move. Where's Haley?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm detecting a life form in storage deck C-13.
Shit, that's gotta be Haley. I told ship security to move our crack shipment there. Computer, dispatch my voice across the ship.
Acknowledged.
Haley, you get your ass back here, and if as much as 1 milligram of crack is missing from the shipment, I'll rape you with a hedge trimmer until your intestines look like Kraft dinner with ketchup!
Captain Man?
Yes, Haley?
I'm not smoking any of the crack, man. Excuse me?
Haley, you're sparking your pipe, you idiot! I can hear you!
No, man. I'm clean, yo.
God damn it, Haley! Get us out of here, Eddie!
Your engines are still warming up, bro! We're sitting ducks!
Buster?
Yes, Dwayne?
When we get out of this, remind me to let Haley loose in a pack of wild Uber crackheads.
What about giving him away to a pimp?
We'll talk about it later. Just remind me. Engineering!
Yes, Captain!
Get those engines up and going!
I can't do it, Captain! They're not warmed up! They can't take it! She's going to blow!
Abdullah, remember the way! I know you can do it!
Yes, Captain! I try very hard! Very, very hard!
We're taking off, Dwayne! Really slow, though!
Thank the Lord!
We're not fast enough! It's gonna hit us, man!
Abdullah, more power!
It's as much as she can take, Captain! We cannot give any more!
Yo, man, I can't shake the fucker!
Brace for impact. 5, 4,
oh, God
three,
damn it! Hold on,
two,
here it comes!
1.
Man, can we keep flying, or are we gonna have to crash again?
Yeah, we're gaining altitude, but we got a gaping hole through... Oh, no.
What?
Deck C-13 has a big hole in it, y'all. We lost our cargo. It fucking fell out on impact.
Oh, shit, man. Give me a break.
You guys got a situation?
Shit. What is it? The docking port security fleet. Aw, man. Open comm. Yes, officer.
You guys just took a pretty hard hit. The other ship's pilot died. You okay?
Yes, we're fine. Can you leave now?
Well, it's our job to investigate and provide rescue during crashes like this.
Yes, but, we're okay.
But we still have an investigation to make.
Yes, I'm sure, but we have a delivery to make by 6.
So, according to my scans, I guess you were planning on delivering all those crates of crack that fell out of your ship when you got hit.
Shit, we're busted.
Listen, we have a fleet ready to intercept you right now, so don't you go anywhere.
Captain Man?
What is it, Haley? You're not back up here yet.
No, man. The screen here says we're surrounded by cops, man. And why is there a hole in the wall here, man? There's like a ship that tried to come in here through the hull, man. Then an explosion that stole the crack, Captain Man. I saw the crack jump out, man.
I'm surprised you're still alive. There's a whole ship that collided directly in Deck C-13.
But man, make the cops go away, man.
I'm trying, Haley. I'm trying. Thank God that guy's not addicted to Uber crack.
Docking port police are a fine joke. Most of them are completely underpaid and totally corrupt. Officer Smith was one of them. But it so happens that Dwayne Duval was not the one bribing Officer Smith. An old friend of his was. Gino LaCopa, Buster Waltrick's former employer. LaCopa's message to the Vancouver, BC docking port security officials was simple, and it went as follows.
Listen, you fuckers. You stop my commissioner from getting off this planet with that goddamn Duval, and you'll have a nice place to stay this summer. On the house. You fuck up, and I'll have each and every one of you whacked and buried the fuck alive.
When it came to Earth, LaCopa had total control, even on the docking port security. Agent Smith was only protecting himself by being an asshole to the NSS 421's crew.
Listen, guys. Give us Buster Waltrick and we'll forget this little incident.
Buster Waltrick? How do you know the names of the people on my ship?
Well, Buster's really like wanted, man, you know?
What do you mean, man? I've got the cleanest record, asshole.
Well, you know, man. You're totally wanted.
For what? Name one thing I did.
Well, there's this one thing you did where you, you kinda...
Yeah?
Where you did stuff that, where you did things that, yeah, that, you see?
Listen, that wasn't even a real sentence.
Yes, it was. Now, that's not even the point. The point is he's totally wanted.
Did some guy named LaCopa put you up to this?
No. Who's LaCopa?
Fuck off, man. He so did put you up to this. I knew he'd try to chain me here.
Well, actually, he just really prizes you. That's gotta count for something.
Aha! So he did put you up to this.
Shit, did I say that out loud? I mean, no. He just, who's LaCopa?
Asshole!
Officer Smith, listen now!
No, you listen to me! Either you surrender Buster Waltrick or we open fire on your ship!
Captain Man, any plans?
I'm thinking!
Captain Man, the cops are still here, man? They're not getting away or something?
Haley, if you don't get up here, I'll put your balls in a wise grip and I'll squeeze your nuts into Belgian pancakes!
What is going to happen to the NSS 421's crew now? Are they doomed? Will Buster Waltrick have to return to being a dull Earth drug ring commissioner? Or will our crew get out of this one and make Buster the next best commissioner in the galaxy? Are the cops kidding? Or are they really planning on opening fire on the NSS 421? Will the crew and Buster even survive the upcoming chain of incidents? All will be revealed in the next episode of Drug Ring 2167. Drug Ring 2167 is written and produced by Budweiser at BDO Radio. Some of our microphone effects only occur when pinkish-orange comets visit the studio for a beer. We do not condone having sex with cats.
Mountains are high, basements are low. Thank you.